Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Today is the beginning of the rest of your life. If you're hearing my voice, then I know you're ready for some good news. Almost everything you hear in the news seems to be bad, so it's time for just good news. And the good news is that Jesus loves you and has made a way for you to love Him. God has always loved you. In the very beginning, God said, "Let's make man in our image." God desired to fellowship with man. In fact, the Bible says that in the cool of the day, God walked with Adam and Eve in the garden. What a great experience that would have been, to walk hand in hand with God. Well, we can do the same again today. Yes, you heard me. I said we could walk hand in hand with God today. It was man, not God, that caused separation in the relationship. Man sinned, and this created separation from God. You see, God is a holy God, and we must serve Him with a pure heart. Once we let sin take any area of our lives, God cannot be there. Once man was separated from God, he has tried all kinds of things to get back to God, because man was created to serve God and always will be. You and I, from the day we were born, have a place in our hearts that can only be filled with God's presence. We can try everything. In the end, as Solomon said, it will all be vanity. The Bible says that to every man there is a time to be born and a time to die. It's up to us what we do with that time here on earth. Because God loved us so much that He gave us a free will. Oh, what love. Oh, what a gift. The angels desire what we have. If only we would use that free will to serve God. This is Wayne Lamb saying, go the distance in Christ.